with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I have a very special guest. Angela Nicastro will channel the summer solstice energies. And the first day of summer is tomorrow or Sunday, depending on your location. Angela is an empathic channel and a talented astrologer. She'll tell us what's ahead for this summer and how to focus our energies for the changes ahead. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. Now, that might seem a long ways away, but it will be here in a flash. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. And if you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. And I also want to let you know that starting today, you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. By registering for this free copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, you'll get this in your email on Fridays. No more trying to take notes. No more having to remember to go to the website each week. Just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you free each week. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Then look for the link under What's New on the left side. Get signed up today so you can easily get your personal copy of What's Up in the Heavens. So, what is up in the heavens? First of all, tomorrow night on June 20th is the summer solstice here on the Pacific Coast anyways. The sun will enter the sign of Cancer at 10:47 p.m. tomorrow night, which is our signal that the official start of summer is here. Now, on the East Coast, this occurs at 1:47 a.m. on Sunday morning. The moment that this occurs gives us a chart that tells us what the energies for the coming summer will be like. And as I mentioned earlier, Angela Nicastro will be here shortly to talk about these energies and how we can best handle them. Now, as a bit of preparation for that, though, I'm going to give you some basics about what's up with this solstice. First of all, the sun is opposite Pluto, the planet of death, rebirth, and regeneration. Now, that would be a lot in and of itself, since that often represents major power issues and transformation, of course. But in addition, both the sun and Pluto are square to Uranus, the planet that represents sudden and unexpected changes. This is a configuration that represents revolution. And next week on my show, I'll talk about this in more detail. We're witnessing the impact of this energy on Iran's election and the protests there. And we're in range of this revolutionary energy now through 2017. It's going to be with us a long time. It's going to peak 5 times between 2012 and 2015. So for now, just know that this is a big deal. It's not going away anytime soon. And we may see some revolutions this summer since this is in the chart of the solstice. And also, since the sun often represents leaders, having the sun opposite Pluto and square to Uranus can indicate either the unexpected death of a leader or a leader falling from power unexpectedly. This doesn't just mean political leaders either. It can include business and community leaders. So leaders everywhere, be sure you're taking good care of yourself. If you're in a situation where you can see the writing on the wall, let go gracefully and quickly. It will save you a lot of pain and trouble. Another cycle, which is very strong in the solstice and which is peaking on Sunday, June 21st, is Venus conjunct Mars. This is also a very interesting cycle because ever since April 21st, when Mars caught up and passed Venus, Venus has been chasing Mars. Now, this is similar to a woman chasing a guy instead of the other way around. And it doesn't happen that often in the heavens. And in addition, both Venus and Mars are trine to Saturn this Sunday. It's a very nice configuration. Now, of course, this cycle can indicate multiple types of situations. If you're female and you've been in a relationship situation, this could indicate that a guy left you and since then you ended up with a different one. And if that's the case, you're probably better off now than you were before. This relationship has the potential to last a very long time. The cycle of Venus conjunct Mars trine to Saturn can also indicate that we're ready to get realistic about what we want and how to go about getting it. We're ready to take whatever practical steps are needed to create that in a very positive way. And whether that relates to relationships, money, or other forms of security, it doesn't matter. At this time, we're ready to be very down to earth and get the details and logistics worked out. This is an excellent cycle for creating whatever we really want in our lives. It can also relate to gaining a much better understanding of how to share our resources with others so that we have a win-win situation. Now, at this point, there are actually plenty of resources available if we will only share them. Now, does your business have a meeting or dining room available at night or on weekends that a community group could use? This is an example of being willing to share your resources with others. The more we can do this, the easier it will be to get through the economic challenges. We already have what we need if we can learn how to share. Venus conjunct Mars will be in range through July 12th, and Venus will be trine to Saturn through June 28th. And before I move on, just a note about Mars trine Saturn. This is an excellent cycle for getting a lot of work done. The cycle promotes efficiency and effectiveness at doing the work in the right sequence so you get the best use of your money and energy. The cycle is in range now. It peaks on Sunday, June 21st, and it stays in range through July 2nd. Next, I want to talk about the new moon on Monday, June 22nd, coming right up. We can't get a break when it comes to transformation and permanent changes this summer, so I hope you're ready for them. This is the first of two new moons in Cancer this summer. This one is at 1 degree of Cancer with the sun and moon both opposite Pluto and square to Uranus. So the new moon in July is at 29 degrees of Cancer, and that will be the total solar eclipse on July 21st. So this is a very interesting situation. The changes indicated by this new moon for the whole country are about transforming our beliefs and ideas. These can be beliefs or ideas we learned in school, in church, from magazines or other publications, from our family and friends and communities. Everything is up for grabs now. We get some help with this, so it's a little bit easier to make these changes. Keep your eyes open for ways in which your thinking is transforming. Next, here's a reminder of a heads up that I mentioned last week. We're now in range of a series of three summer eclipses that are quite challenging. We could see eclipse events from June 7th through September 5th. The primary meaning of these three eclipses relates to a sudden need to reform old ideas or methods due to unexpected failures of existing systems and processes. New methods and new responses are required to deal with the situation. If you respond in your old routine ways, the universe will send you a tragic and violent response in order to remove the blockage. You must respond in new ways to these events in order to get a good outcome for everyone concerned, including you. So I want you to write this down on your calendar. If you experience any type of failure this summer, you must respond in new ways. Let's all avoid those tragic or violent removal of blockages. Write it on your calendar now. Tell your friends, family members, and coworkers. New responses are required this summer. These three eclipses are as follows: a lunar eclipse on July 7th, a solar eclipse on July 21st, a second lunar eclipse on August 5th. And, of course, we're going to see these in the charts for both the USA and the Federal Reserve. So they are probably going to have way more fun than anybody else. And I know we are headed off to a break. So just a quick question for you. What's happening this summer, and how can we best handle the changes ahead? When I come back after this short break, my special guest, Angela Nicastro, will channel the summer solstice energy. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Internationally recognized healing phenomenon, reconnective healing, is the subject of the best-selling book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, by Dr. Eric Pearl, featured in various media worldwide and most recently acclaimed in the new film, The Living Matrix. Reconnective healing allows us to transcend energy healing and technique to access a level of healing that can be used to help others and ourselves. Immerse yourself in these new frequencies of healing and learn an approach to healing that scientists have shown is very real. Come learn Reconnective Healing in Portland, Oregon, June 20th through 21st. For more information about the transformational healing power of Reconnective Healing and the upcoming Portland seminars, call Reconnective Healing instructor Christine Upchurch at 206-953-3573 or visit thereconnection.com. That's thereconnection.com.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my special guest, Angela Nicastro, will channel the summer solstice energies for us and let us know how to best deal with the changes ahead. And after that, I'll be taking your calls and I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Angela Nicastro has been a guest on my show before. In fact, she was here a year ago to talk to us about the solstice energies a year ago. Angela is a naturally gifted empathic channel and an expert in DNA transformation. Using multidimensional energies, the focus of her work is to gather everything possible into a cohesive mental, physical, and emotional space and use our knowledge and power to create transformation from the old ways of living in pain, fear, and restriction into the new energies of truth, freedom, and power. And to use those things in the simplest of ways and learn to use our power with true responsibility. Angela is also an exceptional astrologer. She provides readings and channelings for clients and teaches classes too. For the past 10 years, Angela has been facilitating ongoing classes and seminars, which are inspired teachings focused on understanding and creating change for the new times. She makes the information and energies for those changes available for humanity. Her classes are also available for purchase on CD. Welcome to the show, Angela. I'm so glad you can be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be back. A year has gone by since we've done this.
I know. Isn't that incredible?
Yes. It's been an amazing year. Quite.
I know. Beyond belief. It's just
absolutely
incredible. I know. So my first question for people who have not heard you before is, what did it take for you to become an empathic channel, and how long have you been doing this work?
Well, to be honest, these are gifts that I actually came into this incarnation with. Apparently, I've worked on them for many lifetimes to have the abilities that I do have, and, you know, just kind of started out when I was a teenager doing, you know, tarot cards and psychic readings, and it evolved, and I kind of understood that astrology was probably my true natural language, and I just took it from there. But the work with the DNA transformation came through some very deep personal crisis times that I was going through, and actually that's what allowed me to bring this work in and seed it into the planet, really.
Wow.
For humanity's future. So it's really cutting edge technology for the body that is coming in from the future in order to help us shift and transform so that we can ascend, you know, through
right.
these frequencies in our bodies now and not have to go through, you know, the whole process of death and rebirth and over and over.
Exactly.
So, yep.
Yes,
so it's
exactly.
A lifetime journey, you know, for this work.
Yes. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I have experienced one of Angela's readings. That was a soul, what do you call them?
Soul alignment.
Soul alignment. Fantastic. Absolutely amazing consultation.
You.
So if you have a chance, it's a great opportunity to do that. Well, my next question is probably the top question of the day. Our summer solstice is going to occur at 10:47 p.m. Saturday night here on the West Coast and 1:47 a.m. Sunday morning on the East Coast. So what do your guides tell you about the energies of this summer solstice? What should we be expecting?
Well, I'll be honest, when I first ran the chart and I took a look at the chart, there was so much intensity. There's a lot of heat in this chart. And the feeling that they're giving me with overall, you know, before we get into a couple of specific things, is that it is definitely this entire period of time will be about the changes. And I know that, you know, everybody's been hearing that and, you know, the changes are happening. But this is an accelerated rate of change now where we really need to hold on, you know, for the ride, because it is going to be a lot of things. And I don't want that to sound like a doom and gloom, because it isn't. You know, there will be many, many positive influences throughout this summer period. And, of course, you know we have the eclipses coming up. So going into, you know, this next cycle, we definitely will be seeing some positive changes along the way.
Well, and I was interested, of course, we have the solstice with sun opposite Pluto. We have the new moon on Monday with sun and moon opposite Pluto. And, of course, they both have that Sun and Pluto opposition square to Uranus. And, of course, we're watching this whole situation with Iran, you know, and their elections. And it's just, you know, the revolutionary energies seem like they've kicked in.
Yeah, and I believe that is definitely due to, you know, the Pluto and Capricorn, the way that it's being affected, you know, intermittently by the other transits, by the retrogrades. And, you know, the one thing that the guides really have drawn my attention to, and I know we don't do, we don't talk a lot generally about Chiron, but they're kind of bringing in the Chiron piece in this chart as one of the kind of hidden but yet very major players in this event, because the Chiron can really reveal the destiny point in anybody's chart, and even in a solstice chart like this that basically has power over what is happening in the universe in terms of, you know, bringing through some type of truth and revelation.
Mm.
So I do have some information on the Chiron. If you'd like me to share that, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Oh, I'd love to hear that, yes.
Okay, so
yes.
This was, and I normally don't do this, but this was the guides kind of said to me, you know, take a transmission because this is important. So I'm just going to give it to you the way they gave it to me. The Chiron in Aquarius symbolizes the people's personal struggle to gain control through self-empowerment, which is very, very important in these times that we're in right now. And we are learning to use our natural gifts and talents in a way that helps us dissolve the illusions and the ego so we can trust in ourselves and begin to have a clearer vision of the future. And, of course, we need to visualize our future world if we want to manifest it through our free will and our creative process. And the personal ambition level is very, very high right now. And that's happening because we are being pushed through these changes, you know, with everything that's going on in the government, with the financial instability on the planet. All of those things are happening so that we can call ourselves up to higher frequencies. So in evolutionary terms, the energy is about the change and transformation. It is pulling our frequencies higher. And that is something that is very, very uncomfortable because it feels like we're being stretched on every level, including dimensionally. Like it feels almost like from day to day, you know, I know my clients tell me a lot of times, you know, I get up and I just don't even know if I have what it takes to get through the day.
Wow.
And what they're giving me is, you know, we must let go of really, really trying to control things. And that's because the control is only fear-based. And it has to do with us wanting to hold on to the old ways because that's what we're familiar with. But instead of that, we need to learn to trust in the new. And, of course, that starts with trusting in ourselves because the new ways will come from within us,
right,
not from outside. And it really is about the people learning to be empowered through personal trust.
And as we learn to trust ourselves, we can then trust in partnering with the universe, and it makes
exactly
an enormous difference so that you no longer need to control what's happening because you're trusting the universe to bring you exactly what you want for your particular needs that day, that moment, wherever you're headed. It's an incredible resource.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the shift has been in the making for thousands of years, and it can't be held back. So in one way or another, it's going to occur. And, you know, coming back to the chart, you know, the Uranus and the part of fortune in this chart are conjunct in Pisces. And this is truly our biggest opportunity to heal all of our unworthiness and our abandonment issues so we can really own our power, because the power is what will bring us to that place of trust and the understanding of having true freedom. And, you know, there's an old expression that, you know, I kind of come back to over and over again. You know, everything is what it is until it isn't that anymore. So we're waking up every day and we're seeing things still basically the old way. But there's so many levels of new changes coming through that we just aren't aware of yet. And this transformation is necessary to create a true bridge of consciousness and bringing all of our being into the cosmic alignment with our world. Because as you know, Madeline, with the tremendous work that you're doing, you know, the Earth's vibration, the frequency is changing.
Right.
And we must enlighten ourselves to that level of change.
Exactly.
So we can change with it.
Yes, and I did talk about that last week on the radio. So
okay.
I'm hoping that some people remember
yeah.
a little bit of that.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it really has to do with us being, forgive the expression, but adults on the planet. And really taking mature soul evolutionary responsibility and not just, you know, to kind of go along for the ride because everybody else is doing it, but knowing within ourselves that, you know, our emotional issues, our fear, our, you know, the unworthiness, the abandonment, those are the things that create separation and dissension in our personal lives and also in the world. So it just makes sense to go back to the core, go back to the issue that created it in the first place, learn how to heal it, which of course we can all do once we understand we have the tools, and then move forward from there. Because, you know, once there's a crack in the foundation, anything that you build on top of that becomes very unstable. So
right.
Our internal foundations right now have to be healed. And that's the way the changes in the world can happen. We
and
have to start with inside.
And mm-hmm. there is such a great opportunity now to do the healing with Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron.
Absolutely.
All conjunct for the rest of the year. And right now they're trying to the sun in the solstice. And so it's a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for all of us. And they're perfect for helping us to visualize that better world that Angelo talked about a little bit earlier, because like she says, you can't create something better by focusing on what's wrong.
Exactly.
And that's not going to work.
Exactly. And, you know, it isn't about taking blame. It isn't about judging ourselves and blaming ourselves. It's about being realistic, which is a great,
right.
you know, Pluto in Capricorn
and
kind of energy.
And hold that thought there, Angela, because mm-hmm. we're going to take a quick break. So do you know the best ways to handle the challenges we're facing this summer? When we come back from this short break, Angela Nicastro will channel these answers for us. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my special guest, Angela Nicastro, is channeling the summer solstice energies for us, and she's now going to let us know how to best deal with the changes ahead. And after that, I'll be taking your calls, and I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. So, Angela, welcome back. And I'm when we left, you were in the middle of an important point, and I'm sorry I had to interrupt you for our break. So let's go back to that point that you were making at the last break.
Oh, sure. We were actually discussing the, you know, the Pluto in Capricorn, but in the event of the solstice itself, the Pluto opposite the sun, one of the messages that the guides brought in is that this has to do with roots. It has to do with us going back to our roots, our basic internal structures, as we were saying, and healing. So much of our healing, I mean, you know, we all have different belief systems, and whether you believe in reincarnation or not, you know, you can go back to your family, your roots, your childhood, and you can look at whatever the issues of trauma were at that period of time in your life in order to heal any residual pieces in you that have not been healed, because those are the pieces that are affecting, you know, people's sense of self-worth and their true sense of empowerment. So the changes definitely have a lot to do with our roots. And if you look at, of course, everything that's going on even in our own country, you know, we are being asked to, you know, give more and sacrifice more in order to supposedly, you know, have this place of something better, which we all pretty much can see. There's a lot of things that are being said, you know, with that Pluto and Capricorn government changes that we all instinctively know are not in our best interest. So really coming back to the feeling of the sense of security within yourself and knowing that as long as you are open to receiving from the universe and trusting in that journey, you definitely will be given everything you need to survive.
And I'm so glad you brought this whole issue up, because it was probably about 3 weeks ago that I had Denise Montalvo on my show, who does energy, new techniques for healing traumas, emotional traumas of all types. And it's very quick now to heal a lot of this stuff. So, you know, in a matter of hours, you know, rather than weeks and months and years,
absolutely.
You know,
and
a lot of this can be healed.
Yes. And, you know, that is one of the beautiful gifts, I have to say, with the work that I'm doing, because I do have the ability to see exactly right to the core of the trauma, to shift it right through the DNA, because I am an energy channel, bringing it back to a place of healing in that one session. So,
fabulous.
You know, it is the cutting edge technology for us now that's being kind of awakened on the planet.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, it's in our best interest to take advantage of those types of healings wherever we can find them.
Exactly.
And to work with that kind of energy.
Yeah, and it's so important to do the healing this year, because that's what we have that Chiron, Jupiter, Neptune conjunction for the whole year.
Yeah, and it does kind of bring me back to the main message that was given to me through the guides to pass along to everyone who is listening to your wonderful show. That I really, you know, it's just such an amazing, because we don't have things like this on the East Coast. I am on the East Coast, so it's very difficult to find something so open and so progressive. So, you know, it's an awesome opportunity for your listeners to really learn. And that is definitely one of the main themes of the upcoming year, is about taking responsibility. And again, you know, as soon as people hear the word responsibility, they go right into judgment. Their body says, oh boy, you know, like, I don't have enough to do. Now I got to take more responsibility for things I didn't create. The bottom line is, when we talk about responsibility, we are talking about our feelings and our emotions. Because whether we realize it or not, those feelings are a language that we speak. And all of our life experiences are created through that language. So if we are still living in fear, living in abandonment, living with unworthiness, that is what we will create in our lives. We will have relationships that are about betrayal and things that will tear down our foundation. And this is definitely a time that we have to become so aware of our words and our thoughts and our actions, because with the, again, the energy in this chart, you know, the Taurus energy of the chart, the Mars Venus, we are definitely pulling in resources now that will not be apparent to us for quite a while, but these are the things that are creating the new foundations. So each step we take to use our free will to clear away our issues and take full responsibility, whether we realize it or not, that is how we begin creating our future. From a healed heart, a healed body, a healed mind, and in, I know personally from, you know, the work that I'm doing, it brings everyone who, you know, partakes in any type of healing, it brings everybody back into true alignment with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the operating system changes, the language changes, and it starts to create very, very different experiences, which, of course, are the experiences for the generations to come. So we are not only doing this on a personal level, taking responsibility, and, of course, by doing that, we are giving ourselves an opportunity for a better life. So think about all of the people that you know who want to do something to help, you know, change the world, heal the planet, and they don't know how. By taking responsibility for their own, you know, issues, own traumas, that is how they are beginning to create new energy for the planet. So it's a very, very simple and yet extremely powerful way to create changes.
Absolutely right. And as we change our feelings from fear and anxiety and stress to those of joy and peace and harmony and love and more positive kinds of feelings, that energy doesn't just impact us. We're not just creating it for ourselves. We're creating it for the whole world, because that energy goes out to the whole universe.
Absolutely.
And it ripples through, so that when I send out joy, somebody else picks it up and then they pass it along and so on and so forth. But if I send out stress and anxiety, somebody else picks that up too, and it gets passed along. And it eventually, you know, you have things like 9/11 or earthquakes, yeah, or whatever. So, yes, that's a fabulous, fabulous message about how we should move forward through these changes by taking responsibility for our own feelings, our own thoughts. And,
yes,
you know, we're very unconscious of this because we're often very focused on what is, reporting what is. But as we focus on what is, you know, and it might be that your sales are down by, you know, 25 or 50%. But as you're focused on something like that, you're actually helping to create it being even lower.
And I think a lot of what happened is, you know, over the last couple of thousand years, and, you know, we've evolved so much, and I think what it looks like through some of the classes that I'm doing is that, you know, money has become the greatest standard of measure on this planet, and it's taken us so far away from our core.
Mm-hmm.
It represents, you know, responsibility, it represents authority, it represents freedom, but generically, it represents fear. And when you think about that, you know, it's our basic need to survive that we measure against, you know, how much money we have or don't have. And unfortunately, there are systems of power on this planet who understand that fear factor and use that in an effort to control, you know, the populace of the planet. So when we start to clear away these fears and we come back to our core, we then can become our soul work. And I say become our soul work because we cannot do it. We must be it. And the only way we can do that is to align with our hearts, is to know who we are, and begin creating from the place of expanded love. And I know that, you know, it sounds easier said than done, but trust me, having gone through the process, and, you know, one day you can read it in the autobiography. But trust me that it really does change, you know, the way we believe we are and what we think and how we live on the planet. So I would encourage everyone to at least give themselves an opportunity to try to really, really get some deep core healing and to see for themselves, you know, how different their lives can become after that. And it's not something that you need to do, you know, like a therapy where you have to keep coming back.
Right.
You know? Right. The frequencies of the process themselves are a language, and they will change as you change. So
exactly.
Having that information, you know, will always be there as a support system.
And I want to give our listeners a chance to find out how to contact you, you know, so that in case they want to get one of your soul alignment readings or any of your other consultations, they can give you a call. So tell our listeners how they can reach you by phone and what your website is.
Sure. Anyone who wishes to speak with me can call me at area code 862-248-0006. And our website is www.barryheart.org. And I'll spell that. It's FAERIEHEART.org.
Great. And that phone number again is 862-248-0006. Angela, I'm so glad that you could be with me today and talk to us about the solstice energies and how to get through them in the best ways possible. And thank you again. I hope to have you back on my show for another solstice.
And thank you so much for inviting me back. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy being a part of the great work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
And I know we share the same message. So
oh, yes,
I'm
you're so right. Yes. You take care, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Madeline.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, when we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on the Dr. Pat Show.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho. New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the day. And remember, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. My 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Valerie, do we have some callers?
We have a caller, Leah on Yelm, from Yelm. Leah, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Madeline. You know, the things that you talked about in the lining up of all of these planets, Pluto, Uranus, Chiron, this exact lineup was in my chart almost 7 years ago.
Wow.
With Jupiter also pushing into Uranus, and it was pretty phenomenal transformation these last 7 years.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
I think, you know, we're all going through a lot of transformation, but, you know, each person gets it at their own pace or their own, we all have our different challenges in terms of how we're going to take it on. So how can I help you today?
Today I'm kind of curious about employment and prosperity.
Employment and prosperity. Are you working now?
Yes.
You are. And what kind of work are you doing?
I am the director of a mental health facility.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, let's see. You're wanting to know if that job is going to continue or
that, and I'm also, you know, wanting to branch off and have my own business as an aside.
Okay. Your own business on the side. Okay. And what kind of business are you thinking of having on the side?
Oh, a private practice for older adults.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you are planning to do both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just look here and see what's happening to you. It looks like there's some good energies going on this year for you so that you can easily make that kind of an adjustment. Do you have some backup? I mean, do you have some resources set aside already for starting your company?
You mean financial resources?
Right.
No, I don't. I would just, like, start setting it up as an aside, adjunct to what I'm doing now.
Well, this year has the opportunity for you to gain quite a few resources.
Okay.
And money, something perhaps unexpected could come to you, and it could come to you through this, you know, just by offering it on the side. You know, that's one way this money could come to you. But there's definitely growth of money showing up here for you for the year.
Okay. And stability in my current job?
Looks very good, actually. I don't see anything at all that would be, you might have an adjustment, an unexpected adjustment, but I don't think it would be anything that would knock you out of it.
Yeah, I'm doing that already.
The unexpected adjustment.
well, not quite unexpected, but, you know, I have to keep my mouth shut. I'm a Sag, you know.
Exactly. Okay, so you actually are having some very excellent cycles this year, and I hope that you enjoy them because they're really, this is a great time for you to envision what you want in your life and create it just by focusing on what you want.
Oh, great. I'm going to call you personally as well, so I look forward to talking with you again.
Oh, thanks a lot, and thank you for calling
in.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. So do we have another caller?
Yeah, we can take one more caller. Kim's calling from Seattle.
Hi, Kim.
Yes.
How are you? This is Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. I'm doing great. And yourself this morning?
Oh, very, very good. So how can I help you today?
Well, I am, like Leah, looking at wanting to know prosperity, how it looks in employment. I am a sales manager. I think more of as a business coach type of position, and working with entrepreneurs who came through them that they make a difference and become empowered themselves. And I just want to know, everything seems to be really going great and strong and keeps getting better. And I feel that there's going to be a great positive breakthrough, but there's something that's just ever so lightly feels like it's clouding me at the moment. And if what do you see?
Well, you have a very excellent cycle here for the year of high growth through your work community experiences, perhaps learning as well. You might have something you're trying to learn as well. But, you know, your communications, your contacts with people, there's a lot of growth in your work and day-to-day work. So, you know, to me, that looks very, very positive. Now, you said there's something that's sort of clouding it. You definitely have a situation where there's it's primarily what we would call a generational situation. In other words, where the country kind of looks like it's falling apart around you. And so your generation is experiencing this, you know, together. It's not just you. But at the same time, you may also be experiencing or about to experience next year the possibility of some unexpected situations, either relationship-wise or money-wise. But I don't see that happening necessarily this year. It would be more likely to happen next year.
A negative thing or a positive thing?
It would probably feel quite challenging. So it would probably feel like, you know, all of a sudden either money or a relationship that was there isn't there, that kind of thing, unexpectedly.
So how long will that cycle last me for?
That will probably be for most of next year. It'll ease off a bit, like in July and August, but it'll come back, or it'll get close to coming back next year, late in the year.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that
All
give
right.
you some
Thank
clues?
You.
Yes. Thank you for calling in, Kim.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Have you noticed how the economic news and the news about Iran's election is impacting how you feel? It's hard to feel good when the news is about others who are suffering. You can help the people without jobs and those upset by election fraud in a very effective way. Simply turn around their present predicament and see them being successful finding work they're passionate about, or a new government that is honest. See this transition leading to something much better for everyone. And as we put out these types of energies for everyone, this is what we help create in our world. If we focus on the unemployed, we help create more unemployed. If we focus on dishonest and corrupt governments, we help create more of them worldwide. Keep your focus on the positive changes that will come from this and give your fellow humans the benefit of your positive energy. This will create more prosperity for everyone, including you. Now, next Friday on June 28th, I'll be talking about our revolution now through 2017. We're in a period of time similar to the mid-1960s, and we'll be in these energies until 2017. So find out what changes to expect with these energies, who the social change makers are, and how this revolution will impact you. I'll also take your calls next week. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K. MADELINE.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of the last 2009 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Gosh, what fun would it be to be in such a challenging year as this without a Good Timing Guide or the newsletters? And remember, you can sign up for the What's Up in the Heavens online under What's New, and that, at that same address of askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.